Moving on now, China has once again criticized the planned deployment of a NATO missile system in Turkey. The Chinese foreign ministry has said any such move is a threat to regional stability.
China has always insisted on a political resolution of tensions in Syria issue through dialogue and consultation. Highlighting military factors and strengthening military existence are inconducive to the resolution of conflicts and disputes and inconducive to the peace, stability and development in the whole region.
Well, the comments come a day after NATO said it's decided to deploy Patriot missile batteries along Turkey's borders with Syria. NATO Secretary General Anders Fogh Rasmussen has said that the missile system will only be defensive. But many have slammed the plan, saying it's meant to open the door for military intervention in Syria. Well, to discuss that story a bit further, we're now joined with Mr. Lawrence Freeman, who is with the Executive Intelligence Review, and he's joining us now via Skype from Baltimore. Mr. Freeman, thanks a lot for joining us now. Why should we not just believe NATO when it says that these Patriot missile batteries are simply for defensive purposes?
We shouldn't believe NATO. The fact of the matter is that the record shows that this will be used as a foot in the door for a no-fly zone, a regime change policy against the current government. That's what we saw coming from the Iraq War, which Tony Blair advocated that there was going to be a Saddam Hussein had nuclear weapons that could create a mushroom cloud in 45 minutes. And this was picked up by Vice President Cheney and President George Bush. And we got into a war, and of course, there was no weapons of mass destruction. This is an extremely dangerous, provocative move by NATO, and it could well bring NATO, which includes the United States, into a military conflict with Russia and China. And I believe Russia and China know that as well.
Mr. Freeman, speaking about, you know, Turkey's internal issues, it has many, obviously. It has the PKK militants and many people within Turkey itself who do not support its stance of vis-a-vis Syria. So how smart is it for Turkey to be allowing this to go through?
It's very foolish. I mean, Turkey is being manipulated. Maybe they have dreams of becoming the great Turkish Empire again, the Ottoman Empire. Maybe President Obama has told them, offered them some benefits at the end of this process, but they are extremely foolish. Right now, Turkey is threatened with being divided up because of the whole Kurdistan movement, which overlaps Turkey and Iraq and Syria. And there's no evidence of chemical weapons, and there's no evidence of chemical weapons being deployed, and yet 28 NATO ministers have adopted this policy. And exactly as my organization, Mr. LaRouche, predicted, following the re-election of President Obama, the situation in Syria and the confrontations with Russia and China have escalated. And we are in a danger of going into a new world war under President Obama's re-election policy.
All right, we'll have to leave it there for now. That was Mr. Lawrence Freeman with the Executive Intelligence Review speaking to us live from Baltimore. Mr. Freeman, we do appreciate your insight here on Press TV.